With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to r/AmIThebutthole, where this man wonders if he's in the right or the wrong for demanding that his girlfriend change her dress before a wedding. Am I the butthole for demanding my girlfriend to change her dress for a wedding? This happened during this weekend, me being in my early 30s and my girlfriend in her late 20s. I was invited to a wedding ceremony of a colleague and I could bring someone with me. I asked my girlfriend that I've been dating for a year if she'd like to join me, and she was really happy because she apparently loves weddings. Since we don't live together, I drove to pick her up so we'd have some time to spare before the ceremony. As she comes out, she looks really beautiful and has obviously put in time to fix her hair and makeup. She's also wearing an off-white dress that was rather ornate. As she got in, I told her that she looked stunning, but I asked if she could change to a different coloured dress for the ceremony. I'm not one for etiquette by far, but one of the few things I've heard everywhere is that you shouldn't wear a white dress to a wedding unless you're the bride. She became pretty upset and wanted to know what was wrong with her dress. I said that it would be inappropriate to wear a white or off-white dress unless you're the bride, and that it's like wedding lore or something, trying to be lighthearted about it. She rolled her eyes and said that was an outdated tradition about women and virginity, and that when her friends got married, everyone wore white, and that it's not a big thing anymore. I told her that I don't know what the dress code is for this ceremony, but since it's not saying all white clothes, I still think she should change to another color, but white, or almost white. I told her that I don't know what the dress code is for this ceremony, but since it doesn't say all white clothes, I still think she should change to another color than white, or almost white, because my colleague was getting married and we would have no idea how she felt about it. My girlfriend became really upset and told me that I was trying to control what she was wearing and that it was abusive, which honestly made me really upset and hurt. I then said something along the lines of, "Frick, well, you shouldn't go to a wedding with an abuser then," and then I told her to F off out of my car. She began to cry and wanted to apologize and give me a hug, but I just told her to get out, which she did. I drove off and she called and texted me a bunch. I answered and said, "I don't want to talk right now," and then turned my phone off and attended the ceremony. The bride was the only one that was wearing white, so I feel as if my gut feeling was the right one. When I got home, my phone had blown up from texts from her and her best friend saying that I was being inconsiderate and controlling and I should apologize for my behavior. I vented to a few friends. Most of them agree with me, but some have said that it was a butthole thing to tell her that she couldn't wear her dress because it's got nothing to do with me. I feel as if I was in the right since it was my colleague's wedding and it was better to be safe than sorry. But I'm also not sure if I was being a butthole about the situation. So, Reddit, am I the butthole? Listen, every man and their dog knows that only the bride wears white at a wedding. That's just like a common fact. It doesn't need to be written down. Don't need to like question it. It's just a dumb thing. It's not that hard to pick any other color on the whole spectrum of colors other than white, is it? Seriously. And yeah, look, I get it. It's going to be annoying for OP's girlfriend to change her dress. And she doesn't want to. No one would want to change their dress that they've picked out. But also, how dumb are you in the first place to choose a white dress? Moreover, just because you've been to a white-themed wedding before doesn't mean that all the rules of not wearing white at a wedding suddenly go out the window. Like, how dumb would you have to be to wear white? It's ludicrous. Yeah, you probably went a little bit too far, I'll be honest, OP, in the car. Didn't need to, like, abuse her and all of that. But she wasn't really getting the message. I don't know. Gotta tell her somehow. Am I the butthole for taking off my leg and making someone look dumb and feel uncomfortable? I am a 21-year-old woman, and I was in a very bad car accident about 3 years ago. A drunk driver ran a stoplight, cut off a semi-truck, which then crashed into me, sending me crashing into two different cars and then ultimately into an embankment. My car was mangled and my leg was crushed, completely destroyed, and it had to be amputated. I also lost a couple of fingers, the tip of one and all of another. On top of that, I'm left with some gnarly scars that used to bother me, but I'm learning to deal with them. I got a couple of different insurance payouts and some pain and suffering money, in addition to my medical bills being paid. And with that money, I purchased a custom-made leg to take the place of the one I lost. When I have pants and shoes on, you can hardly tell unless you're really looking. I still limp, but some days I don't have as pronounced a limp. Earlier today, I went to the store with my boyfriend, my sister, her girlfriend, and our mother. I drove. I had to learn to drive with my left foot, but I'm really good at it now. I also bought a new car with my money and had to go through a ton of therapy to get past my PTSD, but I'm doing well there now as well. So, I drove us. And because of my injuries, in addition to my leg, I also have chronic hip, neck, and back pain, and some issues with my lungs from the time spent intubated in a medically induced coma that led to pneumonia, I have a handicap placard for my car. I have trouble walking without getting tired, so it really helps to park close to the door. Today, I did so and unknowingly took the space from someone who was circling back around for it. Apparently, the man had been looking for a close space and had missed the one I took and went down and around. He was still on the other aisle when I pulled in, so I didn't cut him off for anything and had no way of knowing he wanted that spot. He parked in the yellow stripe zone and got out and immediately began confronting me about stealing a space from people who actually need it, how I'm just some kid who's got no respect for those who are truly sick and suffering. He then ordered me to move. My group was urging me to just walk away, but this has happened before, and once the police were even called. I'm sick of people thinking that just because I'm young, I don't have a legit need for a little extra consideration. I said, okay, and went to the car and got in like I was going to drive off. I was wearing a skirt and leggings, so it wasn't quite obvious at first, but when I sat down, I took my leg off and showed it to the man, including my stump. I then asked him if it was okay if I still parked there. He walked away, calling me disgusting and rude, and said I could have just told him and that I made him look stupid. My group was embarrassed and said that I made things awkward because there was now a crowd. So, am I the butthole? No, OP, you're definitely not the butthole, despite what your friends say. Look, I get what they're saying. It made the situation more awkward than it needed to be, but so did this man, you know, not minding his own business, coming out of nowhere and having a go at you. He didn't need to do that in the first place. If anything, it taught him a lesson that young people can have disabilities too, not just elderly people. I mean, he should know that anyway. And look, I get it, it's pretty annoying for him having to park further away, but come on, be considerate of others. Young people can have disabilities. Ultimately, this guy made himself look very stupid, and you just provided the very visual aid, which was funny. So well done. Am I the butthole for going home when my wife didn't let me into the delivery room? My wife gave birth a few days ago. We had what I believe to be a fairly standard pregnancy, and I did my best to take care of things and make it easy for her. I took her to the hospital when she was due, and her sister and mother met us there. The problem started when she was taken to the delivery room. She asked the nurse for only her mother and sister to be allowed in the delivery, and then told me that she wanted me to wait until I've delivered and calmed down before letting me into the room. I was kind of shocked and didn't want to make a scene, so I just said, okay, and sat down in the waiting room. We hadn't really discussed the plan for the hospital, and I had no reason to think I wouldn't be there when my son was born. I texted her sister to see if she knew my wife was going to do this. She said no. I told her to ask if my wife was concerned about something, because I don't consider myself to be someone who would have made a fuss or made things difficult for her. She texted back after a while, saying that my wife just doesn't want you to see her like this, and then added that she didn't agree with my wife and tried to convince her, but ultimately it was her choice and I should respect her. I sat in the waiting room for 6 hours, getting minimal updates as the labor was fairly slow. And then I decided that there was no point, so I texted her sister that I was going home. I'd meet my son when they brought him back and handle the birth certificate stuff the next day. They came home about 9 hours later, and I was finally able to meet my son. When my wife's mother and sister left, my wife got very angry at me for leaving her at the hospital. I was angry too, but I told her that we can talk about this in a few days because she's just given birth. She wouldn't drop the subject, so I finally told her that she excluded me from the birth of my son for no reason. I didn't see the need to hang around a hospital waiting room for hours doing nothing, and that even her own sister thinks what she did was wrong. She said that there could have been complications and that I needed to be there, to which I replied that I wouldn't have been there because she kept me out of the room and the doctors would have handled any problems anyways. She called me an inconsiderate butthole and has been talking short with me for several days. Her sister told me I should just apologize and move past it because it was a stressful time for my wife, but I think I'm owed a bigger apology first for how I was excluded from my own son's birth. Now, this is a tough one. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, get your comments in down below. Actually, I think this one is just up to interpretation. You can see it both ways. First of all, there's no doubt Well, is there though? I was going to say there's no doubt that the wife is just the butthole in this situation. Out of nowhere, just saying, I want to be on my own and not let her husband in. You know, actually, the more I say it, yeah, she is a butthole here, that's for sure. But I also do think that you shouldn't have left, OP. Because ultimately, something could have happened. And as much as you don't like a decision, it is your son at the end of the day. I think you should have stayed. I don't know. It's a very strange one. It's one of those that you would have thought they would have talked about it before the event, but clearly they didn't. And it's led to this horrible experience. Because on the one hand, I can't really say to your wife, you shouldn't feel that way. Like, if she genuinely doesn't want you to see her like that, that's her own, you know, idea and thoughts. And you can't really argue with that. If she wants her mum and sister to be there and not you, then that's her decision. Ultimately, it is her giving birth, not you. But the fact that that wasn't even discussed in the first point is clearly the main issue here, and ultimately means that you both were slightly in the wrong. You should have figured this out long ago. Am I the butthole for telling my husband that I was disappointed in the gift he had for my son's 16th birthday? For some background, I've been married to my husband, Jack, for 3 years. I have a 16-year-old son from my previous marriage, and Jack has an 18-year-old son from his previous marriage as well. My stepson and son aren't close, and they only see each other while they visit. But everyone is happy with these arrangements, and there are rarely any issues. My stepson's 18th birthday was a couple of months ago. I wasn't at the party, since his mum hosted, but Jack told me he bought him a car, because he's been needing it since he's got a disability and will be going to college. I saw the pictures. The car looked nice. Now, my son's 16th birthday took place this past week. My son and I were both excited for the gift Jack said he'd bring, and I hinted to my son that it would most likely be a car, just like the one his stepbrother got recently. It turned out we were wrong, because at the party, Jack's gift for my son was actually a gaming console. My son got so upset that he went to his room and shut the door mid-party. Everyone noticed something was wrong and left shortly. Jack looked confused this entire time and asked what the deal was. I asked if he really didn't know, and he just stared. I told him that my son was expecting something like a car as a gift. Jack asked why, and I told him because my stepson got one for his 18th birthday recently. I bluntly told him that my son was rightfully disappointed, and so was I in this gift, and really thought it was unfair, especially since my son told his friends he was getting a car from his stepdad. Jack argued about the difference in circumstances, saying his son needs the car to drive to college, while my son doesn't need it. And besides, he doesn't have a disability like his stepbrother and can walk or commute. He also said I shouldn't have assumed it would be a car, and I messed up by hinting this to my son. I couldn't help but notice the difference in treatment. I let him know that no matter how he tries to explain his reasons, my son will always feel like he's less than his stepbrother in a way, and what happened now will make it worse, even between my son and his stepbrother, not just Jack and my son. Jack called me unbelievable and said that I should feel ashamed, then rushed out. He's expecting me to get involved and ease things between him and my son, but I decided to give my son time to process this. Am I the butthole for what I said? Oh, I think we have our first proper butthole of this video, guys. Congratulations, it's taken the fourth post, but you know, we're here. We've arrived. OP is the butthole in this situation. I don't see you buying a car for your stepson, so why on earth would you expect your husband to buy your son one? It's very, very ironic, isn't it? And a little bit ridiculous. It's also like very dumb and actually very unfair to hint to your son that your 16-year-old son, that he's going to be getting a car from his stepdad, knowing full well that you didn't know that. Like, it's out of nowhere. It makes Jack look bad. It's just not a good thing to do. And also, it's clearly massively upset your son. You know what's crazy is that your son is now going to be disappointed with a gaming console, something that most people would absolutely love for a birthday gift. He's 16. He's got no need for a car. His stepbrother is 2 years older, is his actual father, if that means anything, and he has disabilities, so needs a car. It's ludicrous. OP, you're definitely the butthole.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Am I the butthole for yelling at my husband and telling him to get over himself after he threw away my tampon box? I'm 27. My husband is 30. We've been together for 3 years and have been married for 2 months. So, here's a thing. I used to use pads for my periods, but recently was able to start using tampons. I've got medical problems. Now, in comparison, tampons work 10 times better for me, especially when I'm outside, say like at work or traveling. My husband Ryan hates them. He never truly gave a reason other than just say he doesn't feel comfortable with me using them. I didn't think it was a big deal at first, since he said he hates a lot of stuff that I do, but puts up with it anyway, except for this. He asked that I go back to using pads, but I made it clear, since it's my body, I get to decide. He threw away some tampons he had access to, and I was getting upset. But to keep the peace, I just bought a box and hid it away from him. He somehow found that and threw that away. I didn't find that out until I had my period yesterday and realized I had no tampons to use. I was tired and too stressed. I just yelled at him after he admitted to throwing away the whole box. He argued that I already knew how he felt about this stuff, and yet I decided to still keep it around. I lost it and told him he had no right to do this and told him to get over himself already. He stared at me, almost about to tear up or something, then walked out. He later went on about how we, as a couple, should take each other's discomfort into consideration and said he already tried to speak to me about those tampons, yet I brushed them off and insulted him and verbally abused him. He also said that if I still insist on using them, then I should do it while I'm outside the house, but I said that it won't happen. I feel bad for how it played out, but I was just at my wit's end and in so much pain, I lashed out. Did I go too far here? Does he have a valid point or not? Yeah, that's probably one of the dumbest posts I've ever read on this subreddit. Throwing away your partner's tampons. Pretty good stuff. I know no man in the world, apart from this guy, who we've just met, so, you know, I don't know too much about him, who has a problem with females using tampons. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I don't care what you use. Do whatever you want. As OP said, it's your body. You can choose to do whatever you want. I'd also prefer not to know. Why would I care? It's like, out of everything going on in the world right now, the last thing I care about is what this woman is using down there. Like, why does that matter to anyone? Why does this bloke not like it? Ryan, you are a loser. And that's that. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmIThebutthole. One of my favorite subreddits right now, no doubt. Get your comments in. 5 stories. I want to hear your thoughts. All you got to do is just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if you're on YouTube, this is. And then do A for butthole, NTA for not the butthole, or write something else. You know, you could actually write anything. It's a free country. YouTube, that famous country. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.